National Scale Atomic Bridges.
Well, there's a police mom there. Tell him to get some jeans back with him.
Okay, let me see. The trench is cut by a plow. You call those?
Furrows.
Okay, and if you've had a field that's done, that's had a, where you've had a good yield, you say you raised a big
crop.
Okay, and
you ever heard the expression, she still walks as if she's stepping over furrows?
No.
That means in the real country. My mother said that about Betty Sanders, Carl Sanders' mom.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me see, the what do you call the in a field, the old dry dead grass that's left on the ground in the spring?
I don't know, what do you call it?
Okay, second cutting? Aftermath? Okay. Talking about the yield of a field, if you've been raising grain, you might say you raised 40, what?
Bushels.
Bushels, okay. And about grain, the thing you do to separate the grain from the
wheat from the chaff.
Yeah. What do you call it? What do you have to do in order to separate it?
What do you call that? Sifting.
Threshing.
Thrashing.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
You say threshing or thrashing or what?
Thrashing.
Thrashing, you would say.
It's also what you give a child.
Okay. If he's not been behaving,
yeah.
Whatever. Okay. Okay, if you and somebody else have to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, you and what?
You and I have to do this.
Okay, and if some friends of yours are coming over to see you, you say, wait a minute, if some friends of yours and you are coming over, or going to somebody else's house, you would say?
Jane and Sally and I are going to their house.
Okay. Okay. If you knock at a door, at the door, and somebody says, who's there? Okay, you expect them to know the sound of your voice.
Hey, it's me.
It's me. Okay. If we're sitting here expecting somebody who knocks at the door, you say, it's only
Catherine.
Okay.
It's
the pronoun you would
it's
use?
It's only she.
Okay. It's only she, you would
uh-huh.
say. Okay. Would that be likely, or would you say it's only her?
I would say it's only she because that's a peculiarity of ours. And
okay.
Isn't it funny how when you answer the telephone, I always say, this is she. And they say, may I speak to Miss? And I say, this is she. Yeah.
Okay. But you would say it's?
It's only us.
Okay. Let me see. If it's a woman, you say she. If it's a man, you'd say it's only
he.
Okay. And if it's two people, you say it's
them.
Okay. Then comparing how tall you are, you say he's not as tall as
I am.
Okay. And
see, I avoid that. I say I am.
Okay. And then again, the other way, you say, I'm not as tall as
she is.
Okay. Then comparing how well you can do something, you say she can do it better than
I can.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, you say
it's mine.
Okay, and if it belongs to me,
it's yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us,
it's ours.
Okay. And if it belongs to them,
it's theirs.
Okay.